I'm Jody Ballman, and this is Slice of Orange. We're going to go over the 10 statewide ballot measures. Props 2 through 6 placed on the ballot by the California legislature, bond measures that need voter approval, changes to the California Constitution, and then propositions 32 through 36 that are placed on the ballot by signature gathering of people who want to make these changes. So stay tuned for each of those propositions to be covered in an episode. Proposition 5 changes the rule. So it's an electoral change, which is why it's on the ballot. Propositions 2 through 6 have to be approved by the voters. The legislature put it on the ballot. So this is change to the California Constitution that lowers the voter approval for bonds. Now, we already talked about the local school board school bond measures only have to have 55%. This matches that same number for some other bonds. So right now, if a city puts on a bond for their local community asking voters to fund affordable housing or supportive housing or public infrastructure, that would have to pass at 66.67%. So the old rule was that any property tax increases had to have a two-thirds majority. We, long ago, changed that for local school bonds, and more bonds passed as a result. So this would change the California Constitution to lower the threshold for victory for a yes vote to pass by the local electorate. It doesn't actually pass any bonds. It just says the rules change. So local bonds, related property tax measures can be approved with a 55% vote of the local electorate rather than the current two-thirds approval. So they have to be affordable housing, supportive housing, or public infrastructure. But that would then obviously make it easier for that to pass. There have been a number of these local measures that have gotten close, 62%, 59%, but failed because it had to hit 66.67. So this would change that. The local fiscal impact, there's no change with this rule change. There's no cost to the state. However, there's obviously the change if future local bonds pass, that would be increased, but that's not on this particular vote. So there's no fiscal impact of this vote in particular. The people who support this say that it makes it easier for communities to make improvements without allowing a minority of the voters to veto those kinds of things. The firefighters are talking about there was a parcel tax that would have funded fire and emergency services for Nevada County that received 61% of the vote and failed, and they had to lay off employees as a result of response times doubles. So it's all talking about what the impact is if it doesn't pass. California Democratic Party, the California Labor Federation, Construction Trades, AIDS Healthcare Foundation, and California YIMBY is all for this. So YIMBY is the opposite of NIMBY. If NIMBY are groups that say not in my backyard, YIMBY says yes in my backyard. So they're for this because they want communities to be able to fund these projects. Now, the folks who are against it say, predictably, that lowering the vote threshold would make it easier for tax increases to pass. And they don't want that. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association says when it's easier to borrow money, elected officials are likely to spend more. And the Republican Party of California, the Realtors, the Chamber of Commerce, and the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, all against this. No money being spent for it, $1.9 million against it. So if you see ads, you might see a few against this. But for the most part, it's not a high spending measure. So Proposition 5.